So you were just elected as vice chair of the Democratic Caucus. Can you explain for our listeners what this means exactly? What changes in your day-to-day as a congressman?
Well, what changes is I'll have a responsibility to the broader Democratic Caucus and our majority to help guide our discussions, move our meetings, and ensure that we have an agenda that's right for the American people.
Definitely. And one of your endorsements was from the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Can you speak to what it means to be a Latino in this position?
Well, as it is right now, I'm the only Latino elected to Democratic leadership. And so having the support of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus just, you know, means a lot to me. It's my home. It's the folks I choose to have lunch with during the week. And it's people who, you know, understand communities like San Bernardino County and our common desire to help make investments in infrastructure and in education and to defeat this COVID virus. You know, it's just powerful to have the support of all of my colleagues, but especially the Congressional Hispanic Caucus.
Mm-hmm. What do you think this means for our region, for San Bernardino County and the 31st District?
Well, it means we'll have a seat at the table. At the federal level, when people think about California, sometimes the Inland Empire can be an afterthought. But with a seat at the leadership table, I can help make sure that our community and communities like it are a part of the conversation when key decisions are made. You know, we're no stranger to adversity in the Inland Empire, making sure that we have a voice in Congress and at that leadership table is important. And I plan on doing that to be helpful.
Okay. Is this a launching point for even higher office for you?
No. I just asked my colleagues to support me for this. I'm comfortable with where I am in Congress representing the Inland Empire. Just incredibly thankful to have the support of my colleagues. This means a lot, and I won't take this lightly. But I'm fine where I am representing the good folks in San Bernardino County.
Okay, sounds good. So, what are your top priorities heading into the new year?
Well, getting relief to families and small businesses moving forward who are hurting because of the pandemic, that has to be our top priority. But outside of this crisis and the pandemic, I think we can expect a lot of progress from this Congress, whether it's mitigating climate change or working on comprehensive immigration reform to finally making investments to fix our crumbling infrastructure and to create thousands of new good-paying jobs. You know, those are the types of things and the priorities of the 117th Congress when we get back in January. But I'd also say, you know, we're coming back in a week and a half, and we've got to keep the government funded. You know, the funding for the government expires December 11th, and hopefully we can work to address a COVID relief package before we leave. But in the event that we can't, then we're going to have to do that in the next Congress.
And how do you deal with the divided Congress? I know we're still waiting on runoffs in Georgia, but how do you deal with the Republican Senate?
Well, the same way that that we've tried to is to pass, you know, bipartisan, you know, meaningful legislation. We passed, you know, bipartisan legislation to address infrastructure and to protect Dreamers. You know, those are the types of things that we can continue to build on. But you know, without a doubt, if there is divided government and we don't know for certain, you know, those are the it's going to put a premium on those policies that can bring folks together. And I've got a track record of bringing people together and accomplishing goals, and that's what I would do in this expanded role.